Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
When I look at our defense just throughout training camp, these guys are really, they're competitive. They're edgy. They play together. And I see a really good unit, like, gelling together defensively. They're making a lot of plays, and they're playing with enthusiasm as well. Not only just the enthusiasm, but they're really executing very well. And that's, you know, credit to those guys really putting in the work with their coaches to being on the detail. So they're doing an outstanding job.
They're doing an outstanding job. Welcome in, everybody, live from West Virginia in our Airbnb, day 11 of Texans training camp, day 2 here in West Virginia. We will be out there today at the Greenbrier. Okay, right off the top, welcome in Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We're with you till 8 o'clock today. Today's our last two-hour show. Back to 4 hours tomorrow. D'Amico Ryans, at least if he's talking about yesterday, maybe he's talking more, Seth, about the generalities of camp.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's talking about yesterday, he is way underselling what the defense did yesterday.
Oh, it was man, they were a machine. They were a vicious force. It was like the Globetrotters coming in to play against a Little League team.
Oh my God.
It was pretty impressive. It would be so much fun to watch if it was a joint practice versus another team. It was against the Texans offense.
Yeah.
This is what I want to say off the bat. Listen, everybody, listen, if you're out there, just you gotta toughen up a little, okay? Some of you guys out there, you hear reports that the Texans offense had a rough day at practice, and immediately you're like, oh, I can't believe people are being this negative about the Texans. I can't believe, oh, they're all alarmed that the Texans offense had a bad day. No, they had a bad day. What do you want me to do? You want me to feed you candy? You want me to tell you lies? You want me to tell you that grandma's going to live forever? No, she's going to die. Okay? You come here for the truth. Damn it.
And the truth is, yesterday, they were
both your grandmas died offensively yesterday.
Yeah, man, a lot of grandmas dying. And that's what I teased on the tweet. I said that the defense was snatching souls. It made me think they are an 11-headed undertaker is what they are right now. This is the music that I hear underneath the entire practice yesterday. Just doomy Undertaker music as Azeez Alshire is intercepting C.J. Stroud. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's getting a pick six on C.J. Stroud. Jalen Petrie should have had a pick against C.J. Stroud. Davis Mills interception to E.J. Speed's interception of Davis Mills.
E.J. Speed had a nice one, yeah.
E.J. Speed is a long, rangy looking dude, and he's like jumping over and scooping it out of a guy's hands. Nick Neiman getting in on the act with the third string. Yeah. A lot of turnovers.
Did
yesterday.
You mention Azeez Alshire's?
I did. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
I lost track. It was fun because the final 2 minute drill, you know, the ones, the twos, the threes go. Every single quarterback threw an interception.
Pick. And to me, and we're going to hear from D'Amico on the offense in just a second. I would say as much as D'Amico is maybe underselling the defense, he's probably maybe erring to the side of optimism on the offense, which he's supposed to do. I get.
Right.
And the offense has had good days. Yeah. I want to be very clear. They've had good days in camp. Yesterday was not one of them.
The point I was trying to make before I had to tell everybody that the grandmas were going to die someday was that, the bad days happen and then you see how they rebound. I think the offense has done a good job in this camp a few times of having a bad day, coming back, showing some improvement. The defense had some wrinkles out there yesterday that may have surprised and flummoxed the offense, so we'll see how the offense responds.
Yep, they sure did. So we'll hear from D'Amico in just a second. Defense really good. I think the thing that was just jumped out at me, I think I was standing next to you. You and I were talking about this at the end of practice. I'm like, these look like two units, the defense and the offense. And I'm not talking like first string. So I'm talking the whole defense gathered on one sideline. The whole offense still in the middle of the field wondering what the hell just happened for the last hour and a half.
Yeah.
And the body language, the energy was so drastically different. Like the defense was jumping around, energy level high. The offense looked like they looked like they were ready to go to the funerals for all the grandmas you just killed.
It was funny. Dead grandmas.
Yeah.
As D'Amico was calling everybody up, it looked like the defense just found out that like they were going to Sizzler, you know? And like, we're going to Sizzler.
Yeah.
Doing a dance about it. The offense, it looked like they looked like they're Abraham's son Ishmael, who just learned that he was going to be circumcised.
That's right.
Like, oh, this is... Guys,
45 circumcisions coming.
Yeah. When we go into the locker room.
Line up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. So that was, to me, that was the theme yesterday. Like the defense, they've won days before. That was a dominant performance by the defense yesterday across all first string. There were some moments for the offense. Here's D'Amico Ryans. He's still excited about the offense.
In the same vein as I said for the defense, our offense is getting better. That's training camp. I talk about it all the time. I'm not just throwing out a term, but when I talk about iron sharpening iron, if everybody brings their best every single day, we will all get better. We're still one team. We're going to go out and compete against another team. We are making each other better here. Our offense is making our defense better. Defense is making our offense better, and that's what training camp is all about. So I'm very, excited to see where our guys are, and really I'm excited to see them go play against someone else. It's becoming that time of camp where it starts to get a little chippy. You guys are tired of going against each other. So I'll be excited, when the end of the week comes and we're able to go against Minnesota.
Yeah, and we know that Minnesota's offensive starters are going to play some. Minnesota divulged that J.J. McCarthy will get some snaps. So you wonder if, the Texans offense versus that Vikings defense, they had some issues last year. Mm-hmm. Some of you might recall. I would like the Texans starters to be able to go up against that defense, which is going to be way more vanilla in the preseason than you see in the regular season. But to see how they fare and how they work in this new system with CJ having more command, it's a big test and a challenge. So even maybe it's only two series, but I would love to see it. And just what I want to see is physical play out of the offensive line, because that's what they're focused on. You can very much see in practice and just by virtue of Nick Cayley talking about it and the offensive linemen talking about it, they want to be able to impose their will on defensive lines and linebackers in the run game. So let's see if you can do it versus a really good defense.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the offensive line a little bit, because that was another theme from yesterday. And it happened early in camp. The very first play for the ones in team drill, 11-on-11, Cam Robinson goes down with a leg injury. That'll be something to try to find out today if we have more information on Cam Robinson. He's been their starting left tackle. He's been the first string left tackle throughout virtually the entirety of camp. He goes out with an injury, and then what got interesting was Ariante Ursery, the rookie, moves from right to left. Okay, that makes sense. In a normal NFL world, if that were week four of the regular season, in would come your swing tackle, would think, a backup tackle. And instead of elevating Blake Fisher, now maybe this is just something where they wanted to keep continuity and keep the same guys together, but they move Titus Howard from right guard out to right tackle, which he's played before. Maybe that has something to do with it. And they bump Juice Scruggs in at right guard at first string. And if that sequence of events were to have happened in the regular season, and I got to believe that maybe this is still the case right now in August, is that they trust an offensive line with Juice Scruggs at right guard more than they do their backup right tackle to move up and play actual right tackle with the ones. Blake Fisher did not play right tackle with the ones yesterday.
I thought, if anything, it was just an indication of, oh, man, the depth on this offensive line is still very, very scary. I mean, the starters themselves, because we've spent time with it and we've become accustomed to, okay, this is the guys who are probably going to roll out. You got to remind yourself that, there are a lot of question marks about this offensive
line. Jake Andrews has played like 70 snaps.
Right. Jake Andrews is
he's the first string
center. Looks like he's going to be the starter. He's played 76 snaps in the NFL. Jarrett Patterson is the crusty old veteran
he's been here 2 years.
Yeah, and by the way, Jay, I tried to look at that through this lens yesterday.
Yeah.
Is a nose tackle, which guy would I not want to play against? Or which guy would I choose to play against? I think right now, physically, Andrews is more impressive in the run game. I think I'd have a harder time versus him than Jarrett Patterson. Mm-hmm. Pass protection, there's a little bit of iffiness on both of them.
Yeah.
But for a team that really wants to run the ball, I think they like the physicality of Jake Andrews.
Yeah, I mean,
don't let your head blow up, Jake, all right? I'd still beat you. Mm-hmm. It would just be a little bit more difficult.
A little harder.
With Patterson.
Higher degree of difficulty. Yeah. That is something crazy that we really haven't dug into is like, okay, this is what they're going. This is what we're going with at center, like a guy who's got very little NFL experience. And it's not like he's, you know. And for those who like to go back, well, he's got very little NFL experience, but he's a first round or second round reclamation project. Like that's probably what they're talking. Like if they're talking about Kenyon Green in Philly, not like they need Kenyon Green to come through in Philly, but that's what they're probably talking about. This guy was a 15th overall pick. We get him in here, and maybe we get something out of him. Jake Andrews, I think, was undrafted. Was he a fourth-round pick?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Okay, he was an undrafted. Yeah. He's just played about as much as an undrafted.
Yeah, so there are a lot of question marks. So there's a lot on Cole Popovich and on Nick Haley and just on them being able to operate as a unit better than they did last year.
Yeah, here's D'Amico on the offensive line shuffle that took place yesterday.
As you see with our offensive line, you'll see different guys in different spots. You've seen that from OTAs. You've seen that throughout training camp. No different, no extra news to report or anything about it today. It's just our guys are moving around just like they've done kind of all camp.
Okay. And obviously yesterday's was kind of a forced one because of the injury to Cam Robinson.
But it was the Texans offense came out with the twos first, the second stringers. And Cam Robinson was running with the second team.
Yeah.
So that's where it was already.
They're mixing
you can
and
tell
matching.
There's already going to be a little bit more competition, and they want to see Ursary get some. And it might have been as simple as they want to see Ursary get some snaps on the left and the right.
And they've been throughout camp, they've been starting Ursary with the ones at right and with the threes at left.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that.
So you might have just wanted to get some more work with Ursary against better competition.
Titus bumping out to right tackle was a wow moment, though, yesterday. As far as you can get wow moments in the offensive line in training camp, like, oh, okay, well, this – because we hadn't seen it yet in camp.
Yeah.
You hadn't seen it yet.
I think with Ursary, just my quick notes on him is that there's times just yesterday where he looked like a rookie at times, but on his good reps, he had some nice pass protection reps I saw versus Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. You can see the upside there. I mean, he's just got great length. He moves really well and quickly for a guy who's as big as he is. There's just some things he needs to clean up. Like, he's a huge guy who can absorb contact, but he lets guys into his body a little too much. But these are things that 2 or 3 weeks into training camp, your rookie year, I'm not worried about. I think there's definitely a lot of upside there.
That pick needs to work out because apparently Josh Simmons is killing it in Kansas City, and they used the 32nd overall pick on him.
Yeah, and the Texans, and Josh Connerly. The
Texans tried to move back in.
Josh Connerly, the offensive tackle, is in Washington, and he's probably not going to play right away because they have Laremy Tunsil. But, like, there are other people that could Kenyon Green this situation. Kenyon Green is not doing so hot in Philadelphia, apparently.
Stoutland, the magic, he hasn't sprinkled the magic Stoutland dust on him yet?
I guess he's barely practiced, so I think maybe he's injured again. He's just injured all the time.
Tradition like no other, man. It's a tradition like no other. All right, we should mention, too, Dameon Pierce activated. We'll talk about that. What does that mean to the running back room? I've got a room that I think is going to involve the toughest cut that we'll get to. And we got to circle back to the Astros. They won. Carlos Correa got to go through a handshake line yesterday for the first time as an Astro since the 2021 World Series. So we get you all up to speed on that. Man, it is fun. We are live in West Virginia. We'll be back out at practice today. Practice starting at 9 o'clock Houston time today. Seth and I will be out there. Keep it tuned here all day long. Keep it tuned on our social media as well. We were posting a ton yesterday. Stay there. Astros update next.